This is episode 1106. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. And I want to welcome you to the sixth episode in our seven-part series on peace. So every single day this week, you've been exploring a technique to bring you more peace as you meditate. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation every day on the podcast. And each meditation is customized around a theme we explore throughout the week. And this week, I'm excited to share with you these peace techniques because peace may be one of the main reasons you decided to pursue meditation. So whether you are a long-time meditator and you're looking for some more meditation techniques to make your meditations dynamic, or you're brand new to meditation and you're wondering really how to just sit down and experience stillness, techniques are a way for you to transition yourself from whatever you were doing during your busy day, the drama, the distraction, the overwhelm, and to transition you to a state of peace. And it takes practice. Even longtime meditators rarely sit down every single time and boom, they're meditating. It usually takes a little bit of transition time using the techniques such as a breathing technique or an affirmation, a chakra focus or a mudra. Those are some of the more exotic techniques you could do. Well, in this episode, I want to layer several of the techniques that we've explored this week. And I'm also going to share with you something special. It is an herb, because the herbs can benefit you in a similar way as do meditation techniques. Of course, you want to make sure that with any herb, you check to make sure it's not going to interfere with any medications you may take, or if you're pregnant or breastfeeding. You want to just make sure that the herb isn't going to harm you. Even kitchen cabinet type of herbs that you probably use all the time, you still always want to make sure that the herb is for you. So the herb I want to share with you is a common herb, and I'll share that herb with you, and then I'll go ahead and guide you through a couple techniques. And I also want to mention that this week I spent the week in Las Vegas. Of all places to record a peace meditation series, Las Vegas might be one of the last places I would think of in regard to experiencing peace. But I'm actually here for a tea expo. I'm at the International Tea Expo because I'm wanting to share tea with you and to sell you teas, the teas that I recommend for you. So I'm putting that all together, and I've brought this peace series to you from Las Vegas. So the herb that I recommend that you give some thought to as you experience peace is a soothing herb, and it is lemon balm. It has a beautiful feel, a beautiful scent, and it's very flavorful as well. I like to take lemon balm leaves and sprinkle them in any salad that I have. Well, you can also take those same leaves and steep them in hot water, not boiling water, because you don't want to scald the leaf, just water that's hot. And you could put one or two cups. It doesn't have to be an exact science how much you measure into your teacup. So put in one or two cups of water with maybe a spoonful or so of herb. And you can chop up the herb, or you can put it in whole. And this is a beautiful way if you're using fresh herbs. Of course, you can buy lemon balm at pretty much Most grocery stores, especially natural health food stores, carry lemon balm. And then put a lid over it and steep it for 5 to 10 minutes, just depending on how strong or light you like your tea. And when you put a lid on top of your cup, I use little soy sauce containers. As you know, I used to live in Japan, but you can get soy sauce containers pretty much anywhere. Or you could use your saucer and just put it over your teacup. And that way, while it's steeping, it preserves those essential volatile oils that you don't want to escape in the steam. You could also steep it in your pan and just put a lid over the pan. So what will lemon balm do for you? Lemon balm is great for your skin and your hair. It's great for your digestion. And it's an herb that soothes you within, such as making you feel calm and to reduce tension and anxiety that you may be experiencing. And this helps you to sleep better. And as I mentioned, it also helps you with your hair and your skin. So we've been exploring inner peace at the beginning of the series and peace in the world around us, outer peace, in the final few episodes. So lemon balm is a beautiful herb to reflect that inner outer connection. So that is your herb. You're all set for that. Now let's get you doing some of these meditation techniques. So as you settle yourself into your meditation, or maybe as you walk and do your errands and simply listen to the techniques to do later, that's fine. Or you might be lying down, getting ready to drift off to sleep. Honor where you are on your journey. There are no expectations. If you come away feeling a little more at peace, that's perfect. So, the affirmation we explored this week was, peace is within me. And as you're seated or going about your day, focus on this affirmation, repeating, peace is within me. And remembering, as we've been focusing on throughout this series, that peace doesn't just suddenly descend upon you. You engage yourself in peace. Peace is dynamic. It's an action you take in order to experience it. So peace is within you. So act on your peace. Bring it out. Share it with others. Share it with yourself. So you can start your meditation or your stillness, your inner stillness, by focusing on peace is within me. Really drawing out your inner peace. And you can layer on your breath with this week's breathing technique we explored. As you inhale deeply through your nose, drawing your breath inward and upward. Surround yourself in peace. Inhale peace. Feel it swirling within you. Peace is within you as you inhale. And as you exhale, breathe out, send out peace to others. Inhale, peace. Feel it swirl around within you. And when it feels right, exhale, sending peace to those all around you. Doesn't it feel good simply to do this? Peace is within me. Inhaling deeply through your nose, filling yourself up with peace with your breath as you oxygenate your body cells. Feeling peace within you. And as you exhale, sending out peace all around you. Go ahead and continue this technique in your meditation. And then don't forget to break off at some point and go deep into your own inner stillness. Not focusing on a technique, simply being. The techniques get you there. Meditation is when you are being inner peace and stillness. Meditating just to the point where you could go a little bit longer, always ending your meditation on a high note. And if you'd like to explore meditation a little more deeply or be guided in a full half hour meditation, or you could break off at the 15-minute point, I share a way for you to do this if you want a little more. And that's over at my website, which is at sipandom.com. That's S-I-P, just like you're sipping tea, A-N-D-O-M, sipandom. And I have a subscription membership site there, which very soon will be an app. And there you get access to over 1,000 guided meditations, as well as a slowdown guide. And these guides have all the techniques that I share with you each day. I shared two of those techniques with you today. Well, I list all the techniques for the entire week on the guide, so you can refer to it again and again. And you also get a journal. So this week's journal is about peace. It's customized for the weekly theme. You also get access to a private Facebook group of meditators just like you. So that's a way for you to get a little more out of your meditation ritual. For now, sit in stillness, however you do it. And remember, you are so worth slowing down for.